thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, great to be back for a Friday. And before we head into the weekend, we're going to talk more movies. And Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine, fine Friday?
You sound very randy-dandy today. It must be the weekend, although most of the week is the weekend for you, right?
So yeah, I wish. I did actually have last Friday off. I didn't tell you that, but I did actually have last Friday off. Today I have got work, so I've got to go to work later. So, yeah.
I love it how you don't tell me yet. Oh, that's right, because you went to see Devil Wears Prada 2, right? On a day you could have been at work, but you went to see it on a day you had. Wow, okay. Yeah.
I had date day with my wife and we went to watch it. And I took her out for lunch. Cheap lunch, and then took it to the movie. Cheap movie. So yeah, not that I'm cheap, but yes. So it was good.
Should I like? You know, is this kind of how it works? Is
this? You know what scares me? You have that there just to press a button. That makes it very, very wary. Well, that you have that on hand.
I have this on the button bar because I know that we're going to have some romance at some point in one of our podcasts. So
yeah.
So good. Okay, was it romantic? Would you? You know, was it good like that? What did you do? Apart from the movie. You had lunch?
We watched the movie.
How did it end? Like, how did the day end? Like,
the date or the movie, yeah. No, it was fine. I sat there and because I always sit to the end and watch right to the end of a movie because I don't like to leave until that's done. And when you got up, went out and waited out the front for me. I was chatting to other people in the cinema. Yeah, it was great. It was good.
It's a very interesting date, Mr. Lee.
Interesting correct. Date. Well, hey, when you've been married for 30 years, yeah.
Devil Wears Prada 2. Now, I'm calling it biggest movie of the year, Mr. Lee. Nick, you locked in Project Hail Mary. That's gone. I'm locking in the biggest movie of the year here. You happy with that? That's a lock.
That's your... Yep. Yeah, you can lock it in.
Yep, there you go.
I'm going to say it's probably in the top 20.
Oh, my God. On the fence again, as usual.
I don't think it's going to be in the top 5, but it will be in the top 20. Yeah. Well, as you heard yesterday on the podcast, it did do very, very well for the first opening day and then for the whole wide world because it took over 350 mil globally. In 4 days, so that's pretty big for a movie.
2 decades in the making, we've been waiting for this one, but it's great to have Meryl, Anne, and Emily back. Stanley Tucci as well, who I thought was awesome as always. So I guess, Miss Lee, we should unpack Devil Wears Prada 2. And the great thing is today, we do have a Talking Flickster who has seen it, but you and I have also seen this movie. And for the first time in Talking Flicks history, we have all seen the movie.
Well done to all of us.
Hey, history making. Devil Wears Prada 2, we're going to unpack it next and meet our Talking Flickster.
Runway. It's not just a magazine. It's a global icon. A winding road that brings us back. Together again.
Hello?
Well, look what TJ Maxx dragged in.
Sorry. Who is this? Do you know her? Do I know her?
I'm Andy Sachs. Andrea.
She was one of the Emilys.
One of the what? Hallucination.
Hi, Emily.
You also know her?
We were at Runway at the same time, Miranda.
Really? Where was I?
Where would you like to start?
I am the new features editor at Runway.
No, you are not.
Yeah, we are all so thrilled.
You know what's funny is you've changed. You have. You're much more confident. Kept those eyebrows, though, didn't you?
All right, let's introduce our Talkin' Flickster for today. She knows how to strut her stuff on the catwalk. Welcome to Talkin' Flicks, Christy.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Great to have you here. How are you going? All good?
Thank you. Good, yeah. Yeah, ready to jump in.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
Great news. Yeah. That's what we like.
Do you have a catwalk move? You got something you like to, you know, like the turn, the twist?
Oh, yeah, got the hips moving.
That's very good.
Although I might fall over because I'm not very good in heels, so.
Oh, yes, no.
It'd be committed, so.
I believe they actually have to have lessons for that, right? That would be, this is a craft. I mean, it sounds easy, but it's not, right? That's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry, JT has troubles in high heels.
Hey, I haven't worn high heels since I was 4 years old, Mr. Lee, okay? So please, we don't talk about that, all right? That was a long time ago.
Oops, sorry. I forgot. Wasn't meant to bring that up. Sorry.
I grew out of that. but yeah, Devil Wears Prada 2. Now you've been to see it, and I believe you went along to a girls' night to check it out. How was that?
I did go to the girls' night. It was good. Look, I was all in it for the goodie bag. Also the movie, of course. But yeah, it was good. I have been waiting 20 years for this sequel, so much anticipated, but no, really, it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Can I say those goodie bags were incredible? Like, I know that the ladies here in Tamworth were going through it and they were just going, oh my gosh, there is so much good stuff in it. Have you started using any of it?
I haven't used it. Look, I've eaten the chocolate. That was delicious. I'm still trying to work out what facial food is.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I will probably dig into some of that this week, I reckon.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you got a goodie bag because I didn't. And Grant promised me one. He's supposed to bring it last week and he never did. Good to see that nothing, some things don't change. Yeah, I mean, the chocolate Miss Lee's good, but I don't know about the facial food.
You probably wouldn't have that. And I'm so sorry. I forgot to bring yours in again today. It must be still sitting in my office.
Don't worry about it. That's okay. You use the facial food for yourself. anything else now, that's okay. All right, well, you said you waited 20 years, two decades, has been a long time. How good is it to not just have the movie back, but have all the main stars in it as well? You know, Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, Stanley Tucci. Pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so glad they all got to come back. I don't think it would have been the same if they didn't have all the main characters there. It made the sequel just so much better, I think. So good. So glad to see them all on screen again.
And I agree, Christy, because I think if one of them wasn't there, it wouldn't be Devil Wears Prada 2.
It wouldn't be the same. I mean, you can't replace Miranda. You can't replace Meryl Streep. She's just top tier. And I mean, same for the rest of them. They're just too good to replace. They're perfect for the role. I'm glad they came back.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, you saw the original all those years ago. We won't say again how long ago it was. And what drew you to go, you know what, I have to see this in the first week of it opening?
Look, I mean, I think I just summed it up before, but I mean, you can't go past a Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway movie. I love Meryl Streep. Look, even if it wasn't Devil Wears Prada, I think I'd probably go see it anyway just because of them. But, yeah, I think just to sort of see where they are so long after the original, I think, is like sort of, you know, drew me into that movie. But, yeah, no, I really enjoyed the original and I just couldn't pass up seeing the next one. So, yeah.
All right, so the sequel, Andy and Miranda, two of the big boppers. How have you seen these two go for character growth in the sequel?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can kind of see it first up, like, first scene, Andy's sort of walking the street. She's got this, you know, confidence about her. You know, she's strutting a star. She looks confident. You know, she kind of knows herself more, I think. And she just oozes confidence and all that. So I think over the last 20 years, she's definitely, found what she really loves to do. And I think this shows in this movie as well, Miranda's character. I think she still has her, you know, abrasive tone and, you know, that very resting bitch face. kind of thing happening. But I do kind of like that, you know, throughout the course of the movie that she does sort of have that little bit of a softer side that we sort of get to see. And also like the relationship between Miranda and Andy, like it's kind of like they sort of become, I don't know, a little bit nicer towards each other, even though they still have like, you know, the boss assistant kind of vibe happening. It's kind of nice to see them two sort of bond a little bit more, also like each other a little bit more, even though it's always sort of been one-sided with Andy, you know, wanting to live up to Miranda's expectations and, you know, do the best that she can for her. But yeah, no, I think it's they've both come a really long way, and I really love their characters and how they've sort of changed over that time.
And it's funny you should say about Miranda and Andy, because remember in the last one, Miranda gave a glowing recommendation to the newspaper. So we think she must have really liked Andy, because she had never done that for anyone before. So I think that was such a great thing to see in this movie, where she did actually like it. Once she realised who she was, because as we heard in the trailer then too, and you see, you know, do I know? Where was I, you know? Because Emily and Emily weren't there, the two Emilys. So,
I think she has a soft spot for her.
Yeah, she does.
Which I love. I think that's what we want, right?
Yes.
Even though Miranda's so harsh and, you know, the way that she is, it's kind of nice that she does have that little soft spot for Andy.
And can I just say as well, how good do the ladies look, though? Like, 20 years on, I thought that it looks like they haven't changed. Like, especially Meryl Streep. My God.
Mm. Yeah, Meryl, what's happened with Meryl? Is she taking, like, the, you know, the fountain of youth? Like, give me some of that.
I think she's been taking some of that facial food. Yeah. It's obviously working, I reckon. That's why it's in the bag. Take that stuff. You look like Meryl. Guaranteed. Right.
I better get you a bag then, JT.
Now, you know what's going to happen here, mister. You know it's coming, don't you? Hold on. Hold on. My God. There you go.
Yeah, I knew.
We'll have to get you a bucket of it, doll.
Oh, my God. You have one too. My goodness. No one's insulted me on this podcast apart from Mr.
Gee, we have to have Christy back again. I like this. God. It's usually everyone's on me. But yeah, this is nice. Goodness. I like it.
This is crazy. Oh, be more careful now. Oh, what's the compliments? So the fashion world. Now, that's what I loved about watching the movie, was how much the fashion world has evolved. Also, how things like social media, the internet come into play, because obviously Runway, which is the big magazine, now moves online, which everything has nowadays. That's kind of what's happening. So, did you notice a lot of that kind of happening throughout the film?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think back in the first movie, everything was all print media, magazines, you know, all that sort of stuff, like in your hand sort of stuff. Whereas in the new movie, everything's sort of turned to digital. It's all digital content, you know, online subscribers, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, not so much in your hand kind of content. So I think, things have definitely changed a lot. And I think there was even reference to AI, like moving everything to AI. And I think even now, like, you know, you've got AI chatbots and things like that that help you pick out your wardrobe. I mean, that's terrifying. And I think designers' jobs are also sort of at risk as well, because AI, again, has sort of come in and, you know, it can do it quicker and faster and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, scary times.
Because it is true. A lot of industries now either getting AI on board and, you know, unfortunately putting people off, which is not good. We don't want people to lose their jobs. So it is very relevant to what is happening in the world now. And that's what I think I liked about this movie, was they didn't stay behind. They actually moved with the times. And I agree with you, Christy. It's such a good thing that they have moved and, you know, they've put all these things in, because we can all relate to it more and more now.
Yeah, definitely relatable. Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of funny to go back to the first movie back from 2006?
Yes.
How sort of old school and how much times have just changed is just wild.
So can I ask, what did you think of Emily's character this time around compared to the first time around?
Yeah, I think she's still kind of her, I reckon. Yeah, she's obviously a little, I feel like she's a little bit upper self in the first movie, but
I think she still is.
She still a little bit that. Yeah, she still is that now. I don't know. Like, I don't think she's really changed all that much, actually, now that I think about it. I don't think she's changed. Although she does kind of I think she kind of likes Andy, whereas in the first movie, I feel like it was sort of leaning that way, but it wasn't really explored too much, whereas in the second movie, you see a little bit more of her sort of wanting a bit of a friendship with her. So that's probably the only difference that I can sort of really think about. But, yeah, she's not my favourite character, though.
How about Stanley Tucci, though? You got to love Stanley, don't you? Because he's just Nige. Oh, he's such a lovable character.
He is great. I love him. He's just like the best friend at work that everybody needs.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, he's got the footing and he's, you know, with the boss, but he's also sort of with the underlings. And yeah, I do like his character very much.
So do I. And you know the thing I liked about he, out of all of them, I don't think he changed at all because he was still doing the same job. He was still sticking behind Miranda.
Yeah.
And I love the little so-called things they had, you know, when him and Andy went out for lunch, and which they did in the first one. And then he went and got her a new outfit to go to the Hamptons, was it? To Miranda's place. Yeah. And you go, that's what he did in the first one as well. And it was so nice that he was still there. Yeah.
He kind of held a transition into Runway, I think, which really, I don't know, it was just so beautiful. And it's nice to sort of have that character there to help her settle in when, you know, she was so out of her element in that first movie. Kind of helped sort of transition her into the character that she is now in the second. So, yeah, great addition.
Well, speaking of characters, if there's any character in the movie that you could be, who would it be?
Oh, that's a hard one because, I mean, I love Meryl. I love Anne Hathaway. I think it's got to be Stanley Tucci, his character, for sure. Good old Nige. Yeah. Because he's kind of, like I mentioned before, he's sort of like in between like the boss and the underlings, and he's got an important job, but like he's not at the top. I don't know. For me, I don't like to be at the top. So I think his character's kind of like in the sweet spot. You know, he gets to do all the awesome things and, you know, do the collections and wear the great clothes and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But he's not like, I don't know, he doesn't get scrutinized as much, I don't think. So I think I'd be his character.
Yeah. Okay, JT, which character would you play? And it can be female. I won't ask you if you are.
I didn't know you were going to ask me this question.
Yeah, I know. I just threw it in.
Oh my God. Oh, no, now I'm on the spot. Well, you know what? I don't, because see, Miranda's mean. I'm not a mean person. So, I mean, yeah.
No, you're not. I agree with that. You're not a mean person.
But I feel like I'm a bubbly person. So I'm thinking like Andy, perhaps, for me, I think.
I can see you, Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's good. See, you just ripped me off before, so that's good to see you making up to me. No, that's good. How about you, Mr. Lee? Okay, we've had our turn now. It's over to you.
Yeah. I would really like to be the mean person because that's not me either, and I think that would be a really good thing too.
Are you sure?
But because you have taken Andy, I won't. I'll go Emily, and I can be Emily.
Up yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, correct. Because I am a little bit, so there you go. I won't say I'm not. So
just lean into it.
I can't be Andy as well. That doesn't sound good if we're both Andys.
Yeah, it sounds like the Oscars. Yeah. Copy my answers. That's fine.
We're not going down that track again.
Oh, come on. Gloves off. Now, Andy, obviously, she has the whole journalism thing. Is she chasing those dreams or is she getting back into fashion?
Well, I think it's kind of they have a scene there where she sort of says what she's been doing the last 20 years, which is journalism. So I think she definitely found what she wanted to do. But, I mean, getting fired by text doesn't exactly help that dream. Yeah, so coming in back into Runway and the fashion industry, I think, was a sort of thrust upon her. And, again, she's at that you know, the fork in the road. Do I take it? Do I not? So obviously, hence the movie, she does take that. So back into the fashion world she goes. But I think in a more confident, you know, she knows what she's talking about kind of way, as opposed to the sort of, you know, shy, you know, unsure sort of way.
So do you think this number two, Prada number two, do you think this sequel leans more into the comedy drama or do you think it's something else?
Oh, nah, comedy drama for sure. I mean, I had some great laughs in that movie. There was also some moments in there where I, you know, may have teared up a little bit. But it was, yeah, I think it was good. Yeah, good comedy drama, I think, for sure.
One thing I do want to talk about, guys, is the soundtrack. I thought it was amazing. Loved the addition of Lady Gaga, who not only was part of the soundtrack, she was also in the film herself. Obviously, Runway with Doechii, that's the big song that's rolling around at the moment, getting flogged on radio, if you haven't heard it yet. And also a big part of the film, because Vogue, Madonna's Vogue was massive in the first film, features in this one as well, which is great, a bit of OG stuff. But yeah, and then Dua Lipa, another one of the artists to feature as well. So what did you guys think? Because I thought they got it fits the Runway theme perfectly.
I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, when they go to Milan and, you know, there's all the cameras and the music and I know you just kind of feel like you're there. Like it's just, it's such a good vibe. I thought the soundtrack was great for that.
I agree. And I agree with you too, Chris, because you felt like you were in the actual Milan at the time. And I'm thinking they need something big. But I love the little tension between Miranda and Lady Gaga that we didn't know.
Mm.
And I don't remember anything in the first one about that.
Oh, please.
No.
You would know Lady Gaga is. Remember. What are you talking about? Just like, what is her name? Billie Eilish?
Yes, that's it. Her too. Yeah. But that was really good. And I think they did a great job in bringing her in and making her a star, basically, because that's what they do in those sort of things. They always have someone big that can do things.
Well, Meryl apparently was the one that reached out to Gaga because they were saying they wanted a pop star. They obviously had the runway and in Milan. And they were like, who do we get to do it? And Meryl's like, I've got Lady Gaga's number. So she's like a caller, and of course Gaga couldn't help but come on the movie, which is great. So I think she adds a nice little element to it. It's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad she used her contacts. I mean, she's Meryl after all. She could probably get anyone she wanted. I'm glad she got Lady Gaga.
Too good.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a mobile number just to give her a call and say, "How will you do this?"
Yeah. Well, hey, we've got John Jarrett, right? So you know. Friends in High Places.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And finally, he was doing more movies. But hopefully another Wolf Creek too soon. That's a whole new podcast. Mr. Lee, shall we head over to the freezer? What do you reckon?
I think we should. Let me go over to the freezer and...
Oh, that was a bit premature.
Yeah,
got my finger stuck.
No squeaky. Christy, I'm going to give you 5 Choc Tops. How many Choc Tops are you going to give The Devil Wears Prada 2?
I am going to give it a 4.5.
Oh, that's very
good. Oh, that's very good.
I loved it.
You know what? I so thought you were going to give it 5. I had the big show winner button ready to go, and I was going, okay, that's it. Yeah, okay, 4.5, that is pretty good. That's pretty damn good.
I was close to 5 because I have seen it twice and I loved it. And, look, I will gladly see it again. I think 4.5 is a good score, I think.
There it
is. I think that sums up quite nicely.
What about you? What's your Choc Top score?
I am going to give it... See, I'm always umming with this, right? I can go one of two ways. Mm. I'm going to give it a 4. It's a 4.
Oh.
Yep.
Well done.
Wow.
Nah, now your turn, Mr. Lee. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah. Okay, for my score, my Choc Top score, I'm giving it 3.5 Choc Tops.
Okay. Ooh. That's good. Is this the first one I've ever had a score out of 15?
I think it is.
God.
I think we have.
All very good scores. Very good scores.
Yeah. It is. It's a great movie, and it's just, and it is doing so well at the box office, which is great news. So next question is, do you think we might have a third one now?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of feel like they wrapped it up pretty good. I mean, what else can they do? I mean, unless they bring a whole other cast in, and if they did that, I just don't think it would be the same.
No,
I think it would be a flop.
And Meryl's getting a bit on, so, I don't know if she's got another movie in her, does she? Like another, because that was, 20 years there. I don't know whether or not she's got another I shouldn't. Anyway. Look, yeah. Maybe she does. I don't know. She'll be about 100 by then.
But... She can do anything.
She'll be a
bit mellowed out that age, I'd say. But anyway, time will certainly tell. Mm.
Correct. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast, Christy. And we'll definitely have you back, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hook me up with the movie and I'll review.
Oh, look at that. See, another happy customer, please, Mr. Lee.
So that's what we like. That's what we like.
Must have been you.
It was. All me. It is me. You know I'm the nicest person.
Now, where's that button? Where's that button again? Right. Well, we should go because it's time to get the weekend started, right?
It certainly is, and I've got to get back to work. So,
and again, biggest movie of the year here. Okay, you heard it.
Okay,
I'm saying it. And
we'll
I know
just
you're
keep
not.
That recording.
Grant Lee on the fence again. This is every single episode.
No, I'm
Mr.
not
Lee.
On the fence. I just don't think it's going to be the biggest movie. You got Toy Story 5. You've got Avengers Doomsday. You've got all these other movies that were
okay. Yeah. You're on.
Yep.
You're on. Okay, you know what? We'll put a bet on this, okay? If this is the biggest movie of the year, I want your Oscar win from this year, okay?
You're not getting that.
Oh, damn. I can only try. Okay, no. We're getting out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll join you again next Thursday, same time, same place, same channel. And if you want to be a Talking Flickster as well, here are the deets. Have a great weekend.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.